Now that you've completed a Judge Your Neighbor worksheet, it's time to put each statement you've written up against the four questions and then turn it around. As you do this, explore being open to possibilities beyond what you think you know. There's nothing more exciting than discovering the don't know mind. It's like diving. Keep asking the question and wait. Let the answer find you. When the mind asks sincerely, the heart will respond, and you may experience revelations about yourself and your world that can transform your whole life forever. Let's look at the first statement that you have written on number one of your worksheet. Now ask yourself the following questions.
Number one, is it true?
Take your time. The work is about discovering what is true from the deepest part of yourself. It may not coincide with anything you've ever considered before. But when you experience your own answer, you'll know it. Just be gentle. Sit with it. And let it take you deeper in. There are no right or wrong answers to these questions. You are listening for your answers now, not other people's, and not anything you have been taught. This can be very unsettling because you're entering the unknown. As you continue to dive deeper, allow the truth within you to rise and meet the question. Be gentle as you give yourself to inquiry. Let this experience have you completely.
Number two, can you absolutely know that it's true?
This is an opportunity to go deeper into the unknown, to find the answers that live beneath what we think we know. All I can tell you about this realm is that what lives beneath the nightmare is a good thing. Do you really want to know the truth?
Number three, how do you react when you think that thought?
How do you treat yourself? How do you treat the person you've written about when you think that thought? What do you do? Be specific. Make a list of your actions. What do you say to that person when you think that thought? List the things you say. How do you live when you believe that thought? List how each reaction feels physically inside you. Where do you feel it? How does it feel? What is the self-talk that goes on in your head when you think that thought?
Number four, who would you be without the thought?
Close your eyes and wait. Imagine yourself just for a moment without the thought. Imagine that you didn't have the ability to think the thought as you stand in the presence of that person or in that situation. What do you see? How does it feel? How is the situation different? List the possibilities for living your life without this concept. For example, how would you treat that person differently in the same situation without the thought? Does this feel kinder inside you?
Now, turn it around.
To do the turnaround, rewrite your statement. First, write it as if it were written about you. Where you have written someone's name, put yourself. Instead of he or she, put I. For example, Paul should be kind to me turns around to I should be kind to myself, and I should be kind to Paul. Another type of turnaround is to the extreme opposite. Paul shouldn't be kind to me. He shouldn't be kind because he isn't, in my opinion. This isn't an issue of morality, but of what's actually true. You may come to see three or four turnarounds in one sentence, or there may be just one that feels true for you. Consider whether or not the turnaround statement is as true as or truer than your original statement. For example, the turnaround, I should be kind to myself, does seem as true as or truer than the original statement, because when I think that Paul should be kind to me, I get angry and resentful, and I cause myself a lot of stress. This is not a kind thing to do. If I were kind to myself, I wouldn't have to wait for kindness from others. I should be kind to Paul. That, too, is at least as true as the original statement. When I think that Paul should be kind to me and I get angry and resentful, I treat Paul very unkindly, especially in my mind. Let me begin with myself and act as I'd like Paul to act. As for Paul shouldn't be kind to me, that is certainly truer than its opposite. He shouldn't be kind because he isn't. That's the reality of it, sometimes. Now it's time for you to apply the four questions and the turnaround to the rest of the judgments on your worksheet.
Please pause the recording now and continue listening after you have investigated each of the statements on your worksheet.